my brothers and sisters, what good is it if people say they have faith but do nothing to show it coming? Can't imagine a brother or sister who is naked and never has enough food to eat. What if one of you said, "Don, please, peace, stay warm, have a nice meal"? What is good is this? What God good is this? If you don't actually give what their body needs, what is the same way? In the same way that faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful, actually. Sometimes some might call, "You have faith, I have action." But how I see your faith apart from your actions, insist I'll show you faith, my faith, by putting it in your peaceful in faith action.
One of the most defining moments of my ministry happened a few years back, getting ready for a baptism. I always meet with the family in the week leading up to the baptism. We talk about what baptism means, and I share the liturgy with them so they can hear the questions ahead of time. You actually heard some of the questions today during the baptism, right? There's three questions, and I'm going to oversimplify them this way. Question one, do you profess your faith in Jesus? Question two, will you live like Jesus? Question three, will you let your child decide for themselves when they are older? Now, these questions are far deeper than those short summaries capture, but it gives you a quick reminder of what is asked. Now, the day I met with this family, the day after, I got a call from the dad, and he wanted to follow up with me because he wanted to be more comfortable with the questions. And over the phone, I heard him say, "I can't say yes to all the questions." I checked to see if he was comfortable with his wife answering them and his son being baptized, and he was fully supportive. Christianity just isn't his tradition. So I thanked him for taking the questions seriously and for supporting his wife's tradition. And then I paused and asked a clarifying question. "You said you couldn't say yes to all the questions." "Yes," he said. I can't answer the first one with integrity." That's the "do you believe in Jesus" question. "But you're okay with the second question, the will you live like Jesus and help your child live like Jesus question?" And he replied, "I'm comfortable with that question. I'm happy to live like Jesus and hope my child does too." So I thanked him again for his honesty and the meaningful phone call. And then I sat there. And I sat in awe of the conversation I just had. How many people in this world have answered the question, "Do you believe in Jesus?" and then never put in the work to live like it? And here was someone, maybe not ready to answer the question about professing faith, but someone who was willing to do the work, the real world-transforming work. You know, when I talk about Jesus, I always try to leave room for people. Having faith in Jesus, to me, means having a desire to come to know the divine through questions and study and community and hope as we learn more about Jesus. It's not a definitive knowledge. It's not an unwavering certitude. Faith is dynamic. It's ever-changing. Faith is a process. And while I have that kind of faith in Jesus, I know not everyone feels comfortable labeling their relationship to the divine. So I work to leave room for the countless people I know who have a desire to be in relationship with the values and stories of Jesus, but have reservations about the dogma. Creating space is essential because I never want someone to feel there isn't room for them to be who they authentically are as we journey together as a congregation. And I want to be on this journey together. I need you. We need each other. Because there is work to do. There is life-changing, world-transforming work to do, and it is bigger than any of us could accomplish alone. It's bigger than any of us we could accomplish even all working, but independently. We can only accomplish it together. And so I returned to the moment after that call, the moment I realized I would rather have one person answer the second question about living the life and doing the work. I would rather have one person answer yes to that question than 1,000 people say yes to the first question but not follow through with their living. I want to surround myself with people who are living the answer to the question that drives action. I want to surround myself with people who do their best every day in how they live. And so I want to thank you today. Thank you for being people who say yes through your living. You say yes through how you live every day. You do so in how you engage the world and how you care for other people, how you respond to needs, and the way your living transforms the world. As I have come to know you, the people of Highlands United Methodist Church, you are the people I want to surround myself with on this journey in faith because you are living it. Putting forth your best effort every moment, every interaction, and every reaction, and then not letting moments of imperfection deter you from the continued and ever-present growth in grace. The ways we live are ways to do the work in our lives. We also share in the work together when we support Highlands United Methodist Church with what we have, what we do, and even more, who we are. When you support Highlands in these ways, you are creating space for love, acceptance, justice, and hope to take root and to flourish. Through our choice as a congregation to live like Jesus, hungry people are being fed. Those without shelter are given a place to call home, and people in need of opportunity are welcomed. These are ways we do the work as a congregation. Rather than simply telling the world we believe in Jesus, we show the world that we know what Jesus believed. Just as our scripture today invites us to show the world our faith by our works, hear these words. What good is it if people say they have faith but do nothing to show it? Claiming to have faith can't save anyone, can it? Imagine a sibling who is naked and never has enough food to eat. What if one of you said, "Go in peace, stay warm, have a nice meal"? What good is it if you don't actually give them what their body needs? In the same way, faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful activity. Someone might claim, "You have faith, I have action." But how can I see your faith apart from your actions? Instead, I will show you my faith by putting into practice in faithful action. That's what being a part of this congregation means to me. That's what supporting this congregation means to me. It means that what I give here will be put into active service of God's will. You are invited to support the ways we turn our faith into action. Because what we do here only happens through your support and commitment. We are fully supported by the generosity of the people who call this place home. What God does through you is what God does through this congregation. And we work diligently to plan appropriately for all the ministry that happens. So this year, more than ever, we are also dependent on your willingness and ability to let us know your intentions for giving. In recent years, nearly $100,000 has come in annually in the offering plate from those who do not make a pledge but choose to give. Thank you. This incredible generosity is a large part of our budget, and it has been most affected by the pandemic. More than half of it is not coming in right now, which means as we plan for 2021, we may need to adjust our ministry plan by $50,000 to $75,000. I mean, this is so we can be responsible. We will not plan on spending money we do not believe will be coming in.
But this is not what any of us want, and it's not what our community and our world need. When more people let us know their intentions, we can do better planning for supporting all the ways we put our faith into action. A pledge is a plan. It's your intention for the coming year. It can be adjusted if your circumstances change. It's the foundation we build our ministry on. You'll find a link to the safe and secure online pledge card on our website.
I believe we are all here together because we share a passion for living lives of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. I know I wouldn't be here if that wasn't what we were doing together. If we as a community were not actively committed to bringing forth a world that is in line with the very heart of the divine, I don't think any of us would be here. The relationships we build, those are an action of faith. The questions that we ask, the ideas that we explore, those are actions of faith. The ways we serve and the people we support are actions of faith. The families we house, the children we feed, the justice we advocate for, the voices we honor, the values we demonstrate, these are all actions of faith. And they are why I am so grateful to call this place home. They are why we are here. And I don't know where I would be without you.